people who see themselves as Ronald Reagan's political heirs have spent this week extolling his heroic, sunny image. Some complain about any mention of Reagan's flaws. Those who remember Reagan less fondly are writing opinion columns and letters to the editor, painting a critical picture of his administration. The effort to remember Reagan properly brings to mind another political figure, the great communicator of another time. Daniel Webster was known as the most persuasive public speaker of his age, a handsome U.S. senator sometimes described as godlike Daniel. When he was scheduled to speak, people filled the Senate gallery, and in folk tales people said that Daniel Webster out-talked the devil himself. When he died in 1852, most eulogists puffed up Webster's image with predictable praise, but one did not. A Boston minister named Theodore Parker delivered a 3-hour sermon on Daniel Webster's life. He spoke at length about the senator's accomplishments. He also denounced Daniel Webster as a self-absorbed, egotistic man who threw away his talent and finally compromised his principles in a failed effort to become president. The historian Merrill D. Peterson writes that of all the eulogies, this is the one that people remembered. It was reprinted and sold 80,000 copies. Even one of Daniel Webster's admirers wrote that the minister's clear-eyed eulogy was the most valuable of all. It honestly portrayed a human being whose achievements only seemed greater because he was a sinner like everyone else, not a stained-glass image of a saint. In the same way, it may be worth remembering Ronald Wilson Reagan for what he was, a charismatic, contradictory, three-dimensional person, neither as flat as the newspaper caricatures that were drawn of him, nor as glossy as the Hollywood publicity shot that his admirers want us to embrace. He was a flawed man who dominated his political age and influenced the age in which we live, which is why so many people remember his presidency so passionately.